Mitten da, otter ni, gants, disgans, tree, warnigans. Good morning. Here we are with, that was the gants, with disgans, tree, warnigans. So yesterday we counted from 1 to 5. Today we're going to continue with numbers. Here we go. This is a different set for you. Kinza, Nessa, Tressa, Pezwara, Pimpez. That's first, second, third, fourth, and fifth. Kinza, Nessa, Tressa, Pezwara, Pimpez. So after me, Onan del Tree, Kinza, Nessa, Tressa, Pezwara, Pimpez. Again, Onan del Tree, Kinza, Nessa, Tressa, Pezwara, Pimpez. Okay, so let's put some of these into use. Ankinza Din, the first man. Ankinza Din, the first man. Let's use that with something else we've learnt. What about here is the first man? Otoma Ankinza Din. Otoma Ankinza Din. So after three, Onandel Tree, Ankinza Din. Onandel Tree, Ankinza Din. Chinesa, next door. Chinesa, next door. Onandel Tree, Chinesa. Chinesa. What about the third person? Antressa person. Antressa person. After me, Onandel Tree, Antressa person. Diogenes Antressa person. I like the third person. Diogenes Antressa person. You Diogenes Anessa person? Is it good with you, the second person? Nah, nin's you. Diogenes vi Antressa person. Did you understand any of that? Have a listen back and see if you can understand what I just said. You can also use another word order which leads to mutations. Anvenin Ginsa, the first woman. Anvenin Ginsa. You'll find woman as Benin in the dictionary because Benin is feminine. If you put the in front, an, it becomes an venin. Now, also because the woman is feminine, if you put kinza afterwards, it goes to second state mutation, so it becomes an venin ginsa, the first woman. Cador is chair, that is feminine as well, so the chair is an gador, but n is not a letter that mutates. So Nessa doesn't change at all. So Angador Nessa is the second chair. Same as it would be if it was something masculine. Angador Nessa. As we said, Cador, which is chair, is feminine. So Angador is the chair. If you put Tressa afterwards, T does mutate to D. So it becomes Angador Dresser. Angador Dresser, the third chair. Try mutating these in a different way now. If we were going to put the Kinza, Nessa, Tressa, Pezwara, Pimpez before what we wanted to describe, then if you were going to take ownership of it, then it would mutate. So Pezwara, if you're going to say my fourth, it would be O Fezwara. P goes to F after the word O, which is my. O is my. Fezwara, Greg. My fourth wife. Oh, Fezwara, Greg. My fourth wife. Oh, Fezwara, Greg. What about your fifth house? The Bimpez Chi. The Bimpez Chi. Pimpez, put a that, which is four, in front. The Bimpez Chi. Your fifth house. Your fifth house. The Bimpez Chi. Your fifth house. So remember, mutations are something that make Celtic languages distinct and what we know them as. The joke is that they are designed to make sure the English don't understand them. That's a joke, it's not really true. But try and find these mutations, not as a challenge necessarily, but as something which is distinct to Celtic languages, which makes them different. And it's a bit of a game, really. So try and enjoy them. Okay, more Cornish tomorrow.